I'm going to point him out real quick just because I want to and I can, because that's the power I get. We have a Chi Alpha Campus missionary in the house today. Leo. Brother Leo. Leo, is Belofsky? Belofsky. Okay. Okay. I don't know about that Aggie hat, but it's fine. It's fine. He and his wife are campus missionaries here, and I think she's in the nursery with Quattro. Is that his real name, or is that just... Oh, it's also Leo. And he's the fourth. So we just call him Quattro. Okay. It works. I love it. I love it. So, glad you're here today, Leo. Good to see you. All right. All right. Ooh, a Dr. Pepper shirt too? Well, you won some favor right there with the wife. You won some favor there, so it makes up for the Aggie hat almost. But Revelation chapter 21. If a few weeks ago I mentioned to you guys after the attacks in Israel that it would be a great time for us to read the book of Revelation, and today would have been day 22 if you've been reading a chapter a week, or a chapter a day. This would be number 22, which I just read this morning. It does change kind of your attitude. It changed some of your thoughts. It affects some of what you feel. So if you haven't started it, if you didn't start it, today's just as good a day as it was 21 days ago, 22 days ago, to start. I may just start it all over again because there's a lot. Opening verse 21, verse 7. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, this makes me want to be an overcomer. For you to be my God, and for me to be your son. So, Father, I pray today for your anointing. For your anointing to fall on eyes and ears and hearts and minds. Every single one in this place. That they will be anointed and open to your word. And that they will be good, fertile soil, God, that's been prepared through the worship and the praise, through the prayer and the songs, and God, everything that you've been doing, that it would have prepared us as good soil for the seed of your word to be planted in, to produce a harvest, God. This world needs a harvest, God. I pray for the harvest. God, I seek an anointing upon me, yet not for me. An anointing to be able to share this word, God, as you've laid it on my heart, as you've put it into me, God, as I wrestled with it, as I studied for it, as I prayed about it, as I thought about it, Lord. I need your anointing to convey what is upon my heart, that we could all become overcomers, God. I thank you, mighty God. Mighty God, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Got any overcomers in the house today? Yeah. I need overcomers. We need more overcomers. We need more overcomers. I need, oh man, I got, Liz, if you were here during worship practice, you saw Liz's brokenness over Josh because of a complicated relationship with Josh, her former brother-in-law. The father of two of her of her niece and nephew, because he's an addict. And that's what led him to the situation he's in now. Right? I think we need to pray that Josh would be an overcomer. But addiction's tough. Addiction's hard. And it hits everywhere. Like, it doesn't just hit America. I just, as I glanced by, I saw Sister Barbara, and Barbara's not an addict. Don't think I'm, that's what I'm saying. But when I was in Ghana a few years ago, I went to a market in Accra, the capital city of Ghana, and it was crazy. And I was so glad I had Willie, who was our driver, and also he spoke Twi, the native language, and he helped to negotiate in the market, because in Ghana you pay what's called the white tax if you're white, right? The prices instantly go up. Yes. If you're white, prices go up. It's just the way it is. Okay? That's what they call it. It's the white tax. And so Willie helped us to avoid the white tax to a great extent. And Willie would just, he was so awesome. He would just, they would sell you a price and Willie would go, no. He's like, oh, that wasn't good. Okay, we're going to wait and let Willie work this out. But one of the booths in this market, this guy comes up to me trying to sell me the stuff that he's selling, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and the alcohol on his breath was so strong, I kind of took a step or two back. Alcoholism doesn't just happen here; it's in Ghana, it's in all nations all over the world. Like, addiction is not an American thing. Yes, we are addicted to a lot of things, but it's not just us. And we need overcomers in this world, and we need the testimony of overcomers. Like, we need those testimonies to go out and people to share what they've overcome and how they've overcome. But what happens is shame tries to hold it back, because we're ashamed of what we've overcome. We should not be ashamed of being an overcomer. We should never be ashamed of being an overcomer. I've overcome addictions. I was a terrible quitter. I'm just going to tell you right now. I smoked for a long time and enjoyed it and was good at it. Was really good at it. In fact, I tried so many different ways and failed so many different ways that you start to feel like a failure. Right? Because you know you want to beat it, but it's so hard to beat it. But it's not just like, that happens with so many different things. And yet, our enemy, my enemy, never wanted me to feel like a success. He never wanted me to overcome that, because he knows what happens when you overcome something. Suddenly, you're an overcomer. And today, I wanna try my best to help make some more overcomers, because we need more overcomers. We need so many more overcomers, because I know people, you know people, there's people that are walking up and down the street, driving up and down the street, that you're seeing at Walmart or Aldi's or wherever you're going shopping, Sam's or Costco. I still haven't been to Costco yet, one of these days, but they're all over the place. They're walking around addicted. They're walking around carrying stuff that they were never meant to carry. They need to know that they can be an overcomer. They need to hear that they can be an overcomer. And all of us, if I ask you, if I ask for hands right now, I would get hands up all over the place, because all of us want to see ourselves as overcomers. But yet some of us claim overcoming, and yet we're still dealing with the thing that we claim we've overcome. We're still dealing with addiction. We're still dealing with depression. We're still dealing with these things. But praise God, I'm an overcomer. But then you walk out of church, you get out of the presence, you get out of the building, and you find yourself right back in that place where you don't want to be around people. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want to talk to anybody. You want to just go home, turn the lights off, hop in bed, pull the covers up over your head, and just wait. You need to be an overcomer. And it's possible to be an overcomer. And the way I'm approaching this today maybe is a little bit differently than what it's been approached other times. Because nobody wants to admit they're not an overcomer. And we use these words and we use them by faith and we use them sometimes even if we were going to be really honest with ourselves, we're lying when we use them. It's okay. It happens. We want to be overcomers so bad that we try to convince ourselves that we're an overcomer. So the way I want to approach this is I want to think about the word overcomer. And there's two things in English. I was not good in English. Like, I speak English, sort of. It's not really English. It's because I've grown up in Oklahoma my whole life. It's kind of English, but it's kind of not. I feel really bad for all of the internationals that come here because they're trying to speak English and then they hear us. And it's like, that's really not English. I don't know what you're speaking of. It's really not, you know. But in English, you have a synonym, which is a word that's similar to a word. And then you have an antonym, okay, which is the opposite. We're going to look at some antonyms today of overcomer. Because these are, for me, convicting, but also encouraging. Because sometimes you need to know what you don't want to be to start trying to be what you do want to be, right? So the one of the words that I found when I searched up antonym of the word overcomer was this word back down. I don't want to back down. I don't want to back down. This verse, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. I love this because it's faith. But we are not of those that shrink back. We are not of those that shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul. I'm not going to back down. And we need to set that in our heart. It needs to become so set in our hearts that today, when that thing happens that tries to convince us that we haven't overcome that thing that we want to say by faith we've overcome, or that we want to tell people we've overcome, that we're not going to back down from that and say, you know what? I've not fully overcome it yet, but I'm not backing down from it. I'm not going to shrink away from it. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. I still get some black eyes and some bruises and some broken ribs and some hurts and some things here and there. But man, I'm facing it head on because I'm going to overcome it. And then I'm going to be an overcomer. Because Revelation 21:7 tells me that when I'm an overcomer, I inherit some things. I want to be an overcomer because I want that inheritance. There's an inheritance waiting for me in heaven. I ain't going to get one on earth. I'm just going to tell you right now, my family's way too poor. Like, I'm going to inherit bills. That's what I'm going to inherit. But on in heaven, I'm going to inherit, whoo, Lord, I just read it, chapter 22 of Revelation, is crystal seas and just beautiful things. That's my inheritance. I don't need an inheritance here. In fact, I tell my kids I'm going to spend every dime. Like, you're going to get an inheritance. No, I'm just kidding. I read that word back down, and there's something inside of me that stood up. There was something inside of me that said, oh no, I'm not backing down. And can I tell you, as the church, we could use a little bit of that not backing down. I'm not saying arrogance. I'm not saying boasting. I'm not saying, you know, puff up for no reason. But we need that part of us as the church that says, you know what? No. no. I'm not having it. I'm not doing it. Not going to tolerate that. Not going to put up with it. Not going to let you run over me. I know there's some of that coming, because you know why I know it's coming? Because we're going to build right next door. And I ain't backing down. I ain't picking any fights. But I ain't backing down. Because I know what's at stake. Heaven's at stake. Not that that building is a temple or anything that's anything other than a building where we're going to meet and meet with the Lord, and people are going to get saved and lives are going to be changed. Ain't nothing more special about that building than any other building ever built, other than we're going to pray over every piece of it. We're going to pray over every bit of it. In fact, we're going to have a meeting one of these days, and we're going to get as much olive oil as it takes, and we're going to anoint that whole thing over there, because it's going to be used for the glory of God, and it's going to be used as a city on a beacon on a hill. And we're not going back down. But you know what else is coming? The devil's going to fight every bit of it. I ain't backing down. I don't care. I've had a black eye before. I limp right now. I'm not backing down. Overcomers don't back down. Overcomers don't cower. Overcomers don't kowtow. I don't even know what that means for sure, but I know it's a word. Overcomers stand. Overcomers set their feet in place. Overcomers says, I ain't moving. Overcomers put their faith into action. Overcomers never back down. They face it head on. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. They face adversity because they know who is with them. Can I tell you? I have never, in almost 9 years of senior pastoring, I've never before this morning felt a church had my back more than this. Never more than this morning. So I ain't backing down. I'm not backing down in my faith to believe for healing. I'm not backing down in my proclamation that it's going to happen. I'm not backing down in speaking it. I'm not going to back down in proclaiming it. I'm not going to back down in standing on it. It's going to happen. Second word I found that was an antonym of overcomer was lose. Oh, I ain't going to lose. I'm not going to lose. I'm not. I might die, but I won't lose. 1 John 5:4. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith is what helps us overcome the world. Our faith is what helps us to not lose. Our faith, I don't care if it's with my last breath, I'm going to proclaim that God is good all of the time. All of the time. I don't care if my last breath is taken in some horrible, terrible way. It's not going to be by faith, but if it were, I'm not going to lose. I'm going to be speaking faith. And let me tell you, I can say that a little more confidently today than I could have probably 3 years ago. Because when I broke my leg, And I was in the emergency room. And the nurses, sorry if this makes you, if this grosses you out, okay? When the nurse is holding my leg like this, and the other nurse is wrapping it, and something goes, and it snaps, and something else breaks, and immediately I scream, okay? But the next thing, and Tammy was in the room, is my hands are in the air, and I'm speaking in tongues. I know I'm gonna be shouting faith with my last breath. I know it's coming. I didn't know how I was going to react. I didn't know that's what would happen. Wasn't like I said, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just telling you, that's what happened, and you can ask her. Because I remember hearing her tell the nurse, sorry, he's Pentecostal pastor. The nurse said, oh, it's okay. Just what happened? Can I say, let me tell you how good God is. Because when Tammy went to the ER a few weeks ago, they said doctor will be right in, and doctor walks in, and right behind the doctor is Brady. Hadn't seen Brady in months. Didn't even know he was in town. Brady comes walking in the room in the ER, and I grabbed him and hugged him, probably squeezed him really hard. Hope I didn't break any ribs, but I know I squeezed him hard. He said, I was going to surprise you at church. Well, you surprised me here. It's okay. But God is good. When we walk in faith, we will not lose. It is impossible to lose when we're walking in faith. We will not be defeated. Somebody needs to hear, you will not be defeated. Yeah. You will not be defeated. You are not defeated. You will not be defeated. You will be victorious. You will be victorious. On heaven or on earth, oh Lord, you will be victorious. You see, victory doesn't always come how we expect it to come. Walk through that with this church. Sister Lita said, I'm going to get my healing Christmas Day. Told Tammy that more than once. I'm going to get my healing on Christmas Day. Sister Lita took her last breath on this earth Christmas Day. She was victorious. I'm going to see her in heaven someday, and we're going to shout in victory together. Oh, Lord, at the throne. Oh my God. When we're walking in faith, sometimes our victory comes in heaven. Too often we think death is defeat. Death ain't defeat. If you die in faith, you're not defeated. You won. Devil didn't win, you won. He didn't get you to walk away from your faith. He didn't get you to turn your back. He didn't get you to proclaim that God's not good. He didn't get you to do all of those things. Just think about Jesus when he tried to tempt him. Three different times he tried to tempt him. And yet, do you think Jesus was defeated by death? He was victorious over. What would we say about the Lord in the opening verses? Victorious warrior? Oh, my God. We say these things like, well, they lost their battle with whatever. Lost their battle with depression, lost their battle with cancer, lost their battle with whatever. If they were in faith, they didn't lose. If they were in faith, if they kept their faith in God, if they trusted Him through till the end, if they stayed with Him, they won. That's why it's written in 1 Corinthians 15:55. Oh, death, where is your victory? Not with me. Oh, death, where is your sting? It's kind of like a shot. Might sting for a second, but victory comes. death, where is your victory? You're not victorious. So often our enemy thinks he's victorious because he thinks he's going to get us to go a different way. Start proclaiming differently. Start speaking differently. Not out of faith. Not out of anything. He wants us to speak out of fear, not out of faith. He wants us to act out of fear, not out of faith. And he's going to try. Oh, he's going to try. But you're going to be an overcomer. You're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. We need that. We need that dogged determination that says, I will not lose. Even to your last breath. Overcoming. This third word, this last word that I found, was yield. Not like the street sign, you know, yield. I remember once I got stopped by an officer. I was a teenager, and I was, what was it, Perkins, and I was back before they changed the roads, and I was veering on to 177 going south, and he was at the stop sign still, and so I just merged on, and then he turned and he stopped me. And he said, I remember, he said, do you know what yield means, son? Yes, sir. Proceed with caution. He didn't know how to respond because I actually knew what it meant. And he was kind of bumbling, stumbling after that. He was not expecting that. Didn't even give me a warning. What was he going to say? You were still stopped. I went. There was nothing to be cautious of. Sorry. He didn't like that at all, but what was he going to do? This yield means to not give up. This yield means to not quit. I love this story out of the book of Genesis. We're going way back in Genesis, chapter 32, verses 24 to 28. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated. Not you, Jacob. While he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. He said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed because he did not yield. He would not yield. Touched the socket of his hip and dislocated his hip. What'd Jacob do? Held on tighter. Repositioned his grip and held on tighter. He would not yield. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. You ain't going to win. We need that to become an overcomer. We need that. We need that spirit. We need that determination. We need that part of us to step up and step in and say, I'm not going to yield. Yeah, I'm going to limp the rest of my life. Who cares? Who cares? I'm still not going to yield. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop. There is too much at stake. There are too many lives at stake for me to give up. There is too much in heaven, on earth, to be accomplished and to be done for me to give up. Jacob had no quit in him. He would not do it. We need that. Yeah, I'm going to stop and rest sometimes, but I'm not going to quit. Yeah, I'm going to get a splinter. I'm going to get a cut. I'm going to get tired. I'm going, I'm going to be sore. I'm going to be all kind of things. But I ain't going to give up. I won't. There's too much at stake. Overcomer does not mean unaffected. Overcomer means affected but still going. Impacted but still going. Took one to the chin, but I'm still swinging. I remember when I was a teenager working the Perkins Livestock Auction back when it was still on 177. And they ran this great big old Charolais bull in. And my job was to get them from the holding ring into the chute, into the sale, the arena. And they run this big old Charolais bull in there. And he was not happy to be there. I think he knew what was coming. I don't know. But they run him in there to the holding pen where I'm at. And me and him are not getting along very well. And he's going to win. I have no doubt about that. But I finally get him pointed in the right direction, open the door for the chute for him to go in there. And man, I'm in a hurry because I want him out of there fast. And so I'm running, closing the chute, and he stops, and I didn't see it. And I hit him in the hindquarters with that gate. And he wasn't happy about that. And so he kicked the gate, and it hit me in the shoulder and spun me around. Man, that hurt some kind of bad. But my day wasn't over. And I had to be an overcomer. Blood running down my shoulder or down my arm. But you know, I learned that as a young man. Don't quit. I learned as a young man. Forgive me, I'm going to try. I talked to a lady yesterday. Known my mama since she was 14. The lady was 14, not my mama. And she said she impacted my life. And she said I learned work ethic from your mama. I know where I got it. I don't quit. We don't stop until the job's done. We don't give up. We don't lose. We fight. We scrap. We struggle. We limp. We might complain later. We might take some Tylenol or some Advil or some leave. We're not going to go any further than that, but we're going to take something to help us through it, and we're going to overcome whatever it is that's in front of us. We need that in the church. There's so much. There's so much for the church to do. There's so much for the church, the Big C Church, to fix. There's so much out there. So many people to be reached. So many people that as I was talking to Liz, I shared with her, you know, as we're talking about my mom and talking about her, this guy Josh, and I said, you know, that's the most conflicting verse in the whole scripture to me is that verse that's written that says, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." Because I want him to come quickly. Man, I'm so ready to go. I'm so ready to go. But then I look out, and Josh isn't ready. But then I look out, and I got family members that aren't ready. And I want to say, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus," because I want to go. Not at the expense of them staying here. Church, we have work to do, but we've got to be overcomers to help people know that they can overcome. There's nothing that speaks better to somebody who needs to overcome something than hearing from somebody who's overcome the same thing. Somebody who's overcome addiction, somebody who's overcome fear and depression, somebody who's overcome anxiety and stress, somebody who's overcome all of the things of this world, somebody who's overcome being raised by a single mom, somebody who's overcome being raised not even knowing who their parents are, somebody who knows what it's like. I love, some of you have heard of this man, Reggie Dabbs. Reggie Dabbs, I love Reggie Dabbs and his story. He's an evangelist. He's a pastor. He speaks at youth camp usually once a year. He goes all over the world and speaks to youth. And his message is, his mama needed money to feed her kids. And so she traded with a man for $20. And she had nothing to trade with him. I'm just going to leave the rest of that to your imagination, okay? We got little ones in here. I don't want to be too specific. They made a deal. I'll give you $20. There you go. And that's how Reggie was created. Didn't know his daddy. Mama ended up being an addict. He ended up being raised by his grandparents. One of his pastors was really good friends with Pastor Hawkins, Brother Don Wilburn, who was in Stroud. And his message speaks. Our youth group has heard the message of Reggie. His message speaks to those who maybe don't know their daddy, who maybe don't know their mom. And he says, this is what happened, but this is who God's made me. And he's overcome so many things. Your testimony of what you've overcome may be the very thing that somebody needs to hear. In Revelations, it says that they overcome the power of their testimony. See? Let me speak those three words. The antonym, the antithesis of overcoming. Back down. No. Won't do it. Lose. Never. Yield. Ain't happening. I want to end this sermon, this message, we're going to pray. And we're going to pray like heaven's at stake. And we're going to pray like we want to overcome whatever it is that we need to overcome. We're going to bombard heaven because we're going to become overcomers starting today. I'm going to name some things. I'm going to ask you if you would all, this is going to get personal. Personal. And I want you to act right now like you're about to raise your hand and think about how you would feel if somebody was looking around to see you raise your hand. And out of response to that feeling right there, I want you to close your eyes and bow your head. Because you may need to raise your hand, and if people aren't looking around, it will make it easier. If you battle fear, raise your hand. If you battle depression, raise your hand. If you battle stress, raise your hand. If you battle anxiety, raise your hand. If you battle addiction, raise your hand. If you battle If you battle marital issues, if you battle backing down, if you battle the thought, the idea that you're a loser, raise your hand. If you battle the idea of yielding, raise your hand. If you're in a battle, I don't care if I've named it or not, raise your hand, and we're going to be overcomers today. Overcomers today. Because this world needs overcomers. The church needs overcomers. Your family needs overcomers. I'm not going to walk out of here battling the same things. I'm not going to walk out of here carrying the same stuff with me that I brought in here. I'm not going to leave carrying the same thing. I'm going to leave it here because it's overcome today. So my Heavenly Father, my victorious warrior, the one who has made me an overcomer, the one, oh Lord God, who will not let me back down. We are not of those that shrink back. The one that will not let me lose. The one, oh God, who will not allow me to yield. I will not yield to fear. I will not yield to depression. I will not yield to anxiety. I will not yield. I will not yield. I will set my feet. I will stand firm, and I will proclaim in the land of the living that I am free and I have overcome. Oh, Lord, let the overcomer dwell in this place. Give us the spirit of overcoming, God. That we won't yield. That we won't back down. We won't give in. We won't do it. And when we leave here, and there's that chance to yield to that thing. Maybe it's addiction. Maybe it's a substance. Maybe it's pornography. I don't know what it is. But you're not going to yield to it. When that temptation comes, His word says that He always provides a way out of the temptation. When that temptation comes, when you're tempted to be afraid, when you're tempted to stress out, when you're tempted to get so filled with anxiety that you freeze, you won't yield. You'll take that next step. You'll start to pray. You'll start to set your feet firm. And you will fight against that. You will wrestle with that. Saying, I won't yield. I won't give up. And I won't back down. So, Father, may the spirit of the overcomer invade. May the spirit of the overcomer, God, invade our hearts, invade our spirit, invade our soul. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Lord God, we're going to walk out of here a little taller and a little lighter. Rise up with Him. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Spirit of the overcomer, rise up. Church, would you join me? My brother asked me if he could pray for my mama. Would you join us as we pray? as a church. We're going to pray for Josh. We're going to pray for my mom. My mother's name is Rebecca. So if you want to add her to your prayer list, her name is Rebecca. Father, we pray for Josh. Lord God, we pray for Josh. Pray for his children. So sweet that his son got to pray with him. Yes, God. Do a mighty work for Josh, God. If it's not on this earth, let him be welcomed into heaven. Forgiven, clean, righteous. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Brother Ronnie, would you pray to close the service? However you want, in whatever language you choose.